Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clay Carroll. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Clay Carroll. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rose scores. Morgan moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahl for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rose throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Cardenal, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pappas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rose for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Munday moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl strikes out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Menke moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tolan, who is chasing the ball. Hundley reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bourbon fields it and throws to home to get Hundley. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahl for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tolan. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Reds. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Bourbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourbon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Toland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Toland hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Bill Bonham now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham fires to first and has Toland trapped. There's the throw to Beckert, who tags Toland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleo James pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Tom Hall now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stahl. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bork hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stahl. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Ed Sprague now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. Concepcion strikes out. Hundley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Concepcion out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Dennis Menke. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo pinch runs for Richie Sheinbloom. Gene Locklear pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Gene Locklear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locklear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.